Well, coming up very soon, we've got a couple of events here in Atlantic to help celebrate and focus attention on Fire Prevention Week. The Atlantic Volunteer Fire Department hosting its parade next week, and then this weekend, we're going to be celebrating with that annual donation breakfast. We'll talk about both of those events this morning. Jake Vetter is in with us this morning, member of the Atlantic Volunteer Fire Department, helping to coordinate these activities. Jake, thanks for coming by.
Hey, it's good to see you.
Appreciate it very much. How long have you been with the fire department?
This is year 10 for me.
Yikes.
So, yeah, October is 10 years.
Very good. Well, congratulations on that.
Thank you.
What made you want to join in the first place?
It's kind of in my family. My dad's volunteer fireman in Grant. My uncle's in Grant. I got a cousin in Stanton. My uncle, I have an uncle here on Atlantic. So we just, I don't know, kind of what we like to do, I guess.
You just didn't have a choice.
Right.
If you want to fit in at the family reunions, right, you kind of have to have the boots and the hat. Mm-hmm. All right. Very good. Well, it's always a challenge, and I know it's you've got relatives, as it sounds like, working in some of these small fire departments as well, mostly volunteer. It's sometimes a little tougher than it is for those that do it full-time in the big city departments.
Yeah, for sure. For sure.
You've got other things going on in your life as well. But we appreciate the work that you folks do. We certainly know how important it is for us. Well, and that's what we want to kind of celebrate, too. We're celebrating Fire Prevention Week, trying to put some attention on some of the issues. Is there a specific slogan or a thought for this year?
This year for Fire Prevention Week, the slogan is "Fire won't wait, plan your escape." So it's a good reminder every year to, you know, talk to the kids and whatnot, make sure smoke alarms are working, just have a plan if something happens.
Sure.
You know.
Do you still do a lot of outreach then, especially with youngsters during the time?
Yeah. So the week of fire prevention is actually the week after our parade this year. We had some scheduling conflicts with to get our drill teams for the parade, so... but yeah, we'll be going to the schools just like we do every other year and meeting with kids and talking about fire prevention.
Focusing on the younger grades?
Yeah. Yep. Yeah. Kindergarten and first, I believe.
Okay. Very good. That's, well, of course, that's their eye-opening time too.
They
look at a shiny fire truck and that gets their attention away.
And we'll have, Sparky will be there and Freddie, the truck. So.
Very good. What kind of message do you bring to these youngsters? Are you just hoping to that they pick up on a few things and take them home, share them with their family?
Yeah, the big things are, you know, don't play with lighters. Mm-hmm. If you find a lighter or a match, you know, take it to an adult. We'll go over stop, drop, and roll with the younger kids as well. So just making them aware of, you know, of the dangers of fire.
Some of these things we've heard. Some of these things we heard when we were kids, too, in
school.
But things do change. Technology, there are certain things that come along that, you know, maybe weren't around when we were young. All this stuff has to be kind of incorporated into the message.
Right, yeah. You know, we'll teach the kids, you know, how to call 911. We have a simulated phone call that they can make and, you know, talk to the dispatch and dispatch will talk them through what to do next. So.
Sure. So they're almost getting a little hands-on experience.
Yeah, kind of. It's pretty neat.
Oh, very good. Well, they need that's something that'll keep in their memory. I mean, that'll
sink in, certainly, and
take home. Well, very good. Well, lots of activities going on around that. The first event that's going to come up this next weekend is the annual donation breakfast. Folks have been pretty supportive, haven't they?
Yeah, we are very fortunate when it comes to breakfast time. You know, we do the breakfast to hopefully set off some of the costs of the parade, because we bring in the drill teams and stuff for the parade, and everyone is more than generous to us when it comes to breakfast time and donations.
You bet. This Sunday, October 2nd. October already. 7 a.m. to 1 p.m. will be the time, so you got a good long time to come on out. It's at the Atlantic Fire Station, so it's kind of nice. You get to show off some things then, too.
Yeah. Trucks will be on display. Yeah, feel free to walk around, take a look. We'll have the usuals, eggs, bacon, sausage. Of course, we'll be flipping pancakes.
Is this a good recruiting time also? Are you guys at full strength?
We are,
I know you're usually pretty close.
Yeah, we're close. I think, you know, low 30s right now. But yeah, we're more than welcome to talk to anybody that would like to join.
Is this a good time during this time when everybody's around and they're seeing?
We'll have people around and, you know, pull one of us aside and ask questions. We'll answer the ones we can and go from there.
Yeah, there's a lot involved.
Right.
We all know that a whole lot. A lot of training and a lot of, continual training, too. It's not just at the beginning when you start.
Right.
But there are a lot of things involved there, too. And this would be the time to ask maybe a lot of those questions if someone would like to ask somebody firsthand who knows because they've been through it. So, very good. All right. Well, that's coming up again this Sunday, October 2nd, 7 a.m. to 1 p.m. at the Atlantic Fire Station. So, make plans to stop on out. You got a good long time to get out there, and you'll certainly see a lot of folks you know. Now, in addition, we've got, of course, the Fireman's Parade that's coming up on Saturday, October 8th, through the downtown area in Atlantic. Will it largely be the same parade route this year?
This year, we're actually going back to our old route. We're going to start lineup at 3rd and Olive. It just seems to flow a little better. We originally changed it when we were lining up, you know, out towards the west part of town. We changed that for when we did our 150th. You know, we were expecting a huge parade, and we did. You know, we were very fortunate there. But this way we kind of we're lining up, you know, maybe away from the downtown area a little bit so people can still get in and use the stores and stuff down there. But then we'll go south on Walnut Street and then back up to Chestnut and then back north to Capitol's.
Okay, so you'll get two opportunities. You can you can actually hit both.
Sure.
You can hit them coming up Walnut and then zip across the block to see them coming down Chestnut Street as well. Very good. Starts at 6 o'clock. Lineup begins at 4 o'clock that evening. Are you encouraging folks to enter things where there might be following along with that theme?
For sure, yep. We do. We will have cash prizes for the best float, you know, fire prevention float. And then also with, we encourage other departments to come in. We do fun little cash prizes for furthest department away, most trucks, stuff like that. So
you've typically been pretty well supported by other area departments.
Yes, we do. Everyone is, they come from quite a ways and we love to see it.
You bet. Absolutely. Well, it's good to see them here and it's nice that they come into town. Sometimes maybe spend a little time in town to enjoy a little food at the local restaurants and things. So,
for sure.
Yeah, we always welcome those other folks to come in and enjoy the events that day. I know you've got a lot of different types of things we talk about. It'd be a lot of local floats and things and entries that are put into the parade. You've got, of course, the area fire departments that'll participate. Do you have some support from the local bands?
Yes, I talked to the middle school. They're planning. I'm not quite sure about the high school yet. I haven't got back from them. And then we also have the drill teams from out of town. We get a great response from the public. They like seeing that. So I think we have three or four of those coming. So it should be a good time.
Okay. Well, I know there are always some schedule hassles and things that come up too. And, you know, there may be one or two of them that are on the flyer that maybe won't make it that day. Or there might be a few there that aren't on the flyer too. So.
Right. There's a lot of those drill teams around. And, you know, we kind of have our feelers out for most of them and hopefully we'll get a good three or four.
Yeah, you bet. It may not, like I said, may not exactly be the ones there that are on that flyer, but schedules are tough this time of the year. A lot of people are in competition. That's one of the reasons we struggle sometimes with bands and things because there happen to be some competitions going on and these folks are no different. So yeah, we hope to have another great turnout from all of these people too. So again, the parade lineup this year is at 3rd and Olive. And then the parade lineup starts at 4 o'clock. No pre-registration, just show up, right?
Correct, yep.
Okay, nice and simple. And if you want to throw candy, that's not an issue.
Nope, no issue at all.
All right, it's better to throw candy at the kids than throw kids at the candy.
Yeah, that's right.
All right, just keep them near the sidewalks and near the curbs if you can.
Yeah, so there'll be a lot of big trucks coming through, I'm sure. So
yeah, we always have some good-sized things up and down the streets there. Very good. Well, again, that's a lot of stuff going on for fire prevention time. The donation breakfast, Sunday, October 2nd, 7 a.m. to 1 p.m. at the fire station. And then the parade the following weekend on Saturday, October 8th. Line up at 4 o'clock at 3rd and Olive. Parade starts at 6 o'clock. And don't forget to help celebrate with that theme as well. And any other messages here as we celebrate fire prevention this coming month? Change the batteries, maybe?
Yep. I think I mentioned earlier, it's a good reminder to change the batteries in your smoke detectors. Make sure they're all working.
Yep.
That's our first line of defense. Get everyone out safe.
Can't stress that enough, can we?
Correct.
Make sure you get after the important stuff. Very good. Jake Vetter, hey, thanks for coming in. Appreciate it.
Hey, thank you.
Thanks to what you and the rest of the volunteers do anyway for us here in the community, but also the extra work in organizing these events so that we can help celebrate a little bit this time.
Sure, yeah.